We are learning Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately six lines from the top. Frating Marakasha, are there no other Nisim in the Beis Hamikdash? Fusul Leka of Amrav Yishaya. B'shosh Shabana Shloim Beis Hamikdash. B'shas when Shloim HaMelech built the first Beis Hamikdash, not by Kominim Megadim, he planted all different types of sweets, Shazah, but it was made out of gold. He's planted beautiful fruit trees made out of gold, golden fruit trees. And his golden fruit trees were Marid Ganes. Why? Every year, every season, more golden apples came out of it. And when it used to be a wind came in the Beis Hamikdash, they fell off the tree. Shenamar, like how do we know this happened? It says in the Pasuk, Yirash Kalavonoin Periyoi. We're giving you a bracha later on to Klai Yisrael. It says, your Peris should make noise like the Peris in the Levonon. Levonon is the Beis Hamikdash. And why wouldn't it have Paris make noise? Paris says there was golden Paris, and when they hit each other, they made noise. When the Goyim came in to destroy the first Beis HaMikdash, Yahweh said, dried up. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, it says at the beginning of the Pasuk, Goyer Bayom Vayibesheu V'chalon Horis Hikriv Umla Boshon Charmel Uperach Levonoin Umla. The sproutings of the Levonoin, the blossoms of the Levonim, which is a Mikdash Umlal, were destroyed. And also Lav Hashem will return it. Shenema says in the Pasuk, Parayach Tifrach, Visogel Av Gilas, Veranein Kevoid HaLevonim, which is the covenant of Levonim Nitan Lo, which is the Paris will be coming back. The covenant of the Beis Mikdash will come back, which is the Paris. So the Kash says, you do have another nice in the Beis Mikdash. And for the Gemara, Nisa the Kavi like a Chashiv. Nisim on things that are kavua there and was part of the binyan Beis HaMikdash, those things were not counting. So Gemara says, Hash das lachi orim mikruvim nami nisim kvininu. Orim and kram also are part of the Beis HaMikdash, part of the midah of the Beis HaMikdash, part of the measurement of the Beis HaMikdash, that also were not counting. We're only counting things that are on the outside of this lachi. This doesn't become possible. Those are things that are not part of the things that are kavua in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are things that are more on the outside are exterior things, and those are the nisim that we count, all 10 nisim. So the Gemara Vayta, Amamar, it said one of the nisim were that the Oshan HaMaracha did not sway back and forth in the wind. Freit the Gemara, Amamar, Va'Oshan HaMaracha, Mihava Oshan HaMaracha, was there any smoke at all in the fire of the Maracha? Va'Tayonit HaBraisa, Chamisha Dvarim Nerum Ba'Esh HaMaracha. The Esh HaMaracha that came in HaShemayim was a special fire. And five things were said about it. First of all, Ravutza Ka'ari. It looked like a lion. It looked like crouching like a lion. That's number one. Number two, Baruch Hachama. The fire was not yellow. It was clear. It was clear like the sun. It had a very clear color. It wasn't a regular yellow fire color. It was a very clear color like the sun. B'yespa Mamish. Also, you could feel it. Usually, Eish, you can't feel. This you could feel. B'yichelas Lachem Kiyaveshim. It was able to burn Lachem, wet things, just like a dry thing. It's the same speed, like a Yavish got burnt, the Lachem got burnt. Ve'inoy mala Oshem, no smoke escaped from it. There's no smoke coming out of this fire. So Haki said, Oshem HaMaracha, they're not sway. There was no smoke in the first place. And for the Gemara, Kika Amrina Behedyet. When we talk about the Oshem HaMaracha, Amrina Behedyet, Avada, the Eishman HaShemayim had no smoke. The smoke, when we talk about smoke, it's coming from the head. Time with the Nebraisov. Nosu Beharon HaKoyen Eish HaMazbeach. Abish Eish Yeretz B'Shemayim. Even though you have Eish Min HaShemayim still, it's a mitzvah to Nosu B'nei Aharon. Mitzvah Lahavi Min HaHedit. It's a mitzvah to bring from the head. It's a mitzvah to bring your own fire. The own fire. What? Mizbeach HaChitzon. Because Mizbeach HaChitzon was indoors. That would have been Shvechidosh. The Oshon didn't think. We had before in Shkolim, they probably remember, there's something called Mala Osham, and that just made it, that didn't spread out, that went up straight, and then it spread out on the roof. Here we're talking about the smoke that came out of Mizbeach, did not blow in the wind. It was different, it was outdoors, that was a bigger, it was a different type of nace.
All the things we just said about the fire was referring to the Eish Min HaShemayim?
Yeah, Dafke Eish Min HaShemayim, all those five things, Dafke Eish Min HaShemayim. Lachem Kiev Eish, everything. Eish HaHedit was a regular Eish, and that was the Chiddush of that Eish was, it didn't blow. It didn't blow back and forth, the smoke, but it was a regular fire. It wasn't a ruchnis tikkafai. Zokti Gemara, Ravutza Kari, is it true that the Eish Min HaShemayim was crouching like a lion? I saw this fire. Ravutza Kalev, it was in the second Beis Mikdash, she said, it was Ravutza Kalev, was crouching like a dog. And everything were like, Kasha, Kamek Tashrisha, Kamek Tashaini. In the Mikdash Rishon, it looked like a lion. In the second base Mikdash, it looked like a dog. And the Mashal explains what's the pshat. Because Shlomo comes from Yehuda. Shlomo Melech built the first base Mikdash, comes from Yehuda. Yehuda Aryeh. Yehuda is a lion. Therefore, it looked like Ari. Mashal, who built the second base Mikdash? The Persians, Paras, Dayavash. And therefore, Persians are Daimel Kelev. And that's why the second base Mikdash looked like a Kelev, the fire. Was there an Ishmael Hashemayim in the second base of Mikdash? Says in the pasuk about the second base of Mikdash, it says Olu Ahar Vaveisim Eitz. The pasuk in Chagai that's talking about the second base of Mikdash. Olu Ahar Vaveisim Eitz Uvbonu Habayis VeEretzaboy VeChabda Oma Hashem. Now VeChabda is missing the hay. The Karina VeChabda. Why is it missing a hay? Elu Chamish Dvarim. These are the five things. That was between five things that were missing in the second base of Mikdash. There's no Aron HaKaparis. Yeshua hid the Aron HaKaparis and did not have in the second base of Mikdash. The Aron HaKaparis for Keruvim, which is one. Number two is Eish. That's number two, which now we know what the Kash is. There's no Eish in the second base of Mikdash from the Shvayim, which says Eish. Number three was missing the Shechina, which means they're missing the Shechina. It wasn't the same level. But Ruach HaKodesh, which means there was no Nevuah in the second base of Mikdash we had before. Ruach HaKodesh only had the Baskel, they didn't have a Nevuah. And number five, the Urim V'tumim, it was missing the Urim V'tumim. And that we spoke at already earlier, it's placed Rashi and Taisvis, what it means. According to Taisvis over here, Urim V'tumim means they had the Urim V'tumim, but it didn't work. But Rashi learns there was no Urim V'tumim at all, and Taisvis holds that's the Chus of Godim, it's called Rav and Ravid. Akapanim, there were five things missing. And what's the Kasha? One of the things missing is the Eish. And we just said here that Rav Utsak Kalev, so there was an age. Was the age? No age. Amri im hava. Second basis had an age, but Siyul Messiah didn't help burn. It didn't help burn anything. It was just there without helping to burn anything. Tanu Rabbanan. Sheish Eish is saying, there are six type of fires. Hey, yes, a chalas vina shoysa. Certain fire, it consumes, it doesn't drink. But yes, shoysa, some fires drink, vina chalas doesn't eat. Eats and drinks. Some of them eat wet like dry. Certain fire they can push away another fire. Can eat up eish. So this explains the Gemara every single one. Yesh eish is an eish that consumes things and doesn't drink. Hadidon, it's a regular fire. A regular fire doesn't drink. It just consumes and it eats up anything in its way. That's a regular fire. Shoysa v'ein echelas, a fire that drinks doesn't eat, the choylin, that's the fire of people who are sick. Someone has a fever, all he does is drink all day, but he can't eat. He doesn't have an appetite, so he just drinks. That's choylin. Echelas is shoysa, what type of fire eats and drinks? Del yo, an avi. It says by the Baal, the story of the Baal, that they made a, that he filled up the water and still a fire came in the Shemayim and ate the carbon, and that was a big nes. It says in the pasuk, the water on the moat, it drank it up, it ate it up, burnt it up. So that fire, you see, could drink. Achel's lachak yavashim, what's that? That we should know. The maracha, as you learned, that maracha, the eish min Shemayim maracha, that ate lachem kiyavashim, which means it burnt lachem kiyavashim, wet meat like dry meat. Yesh eish doich eish, that's the Gavriel, which we also had recently, I think it was Maseches Pesachim, that Eish was Gavriel. When it came to save Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, we had a Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, when it came to save Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, not only did he save them, the Eish went outside and killed the people around it. So it was Eish, Doyech Eish, the Gavriel. Yes, Eish, Echelz Eish, the Shechina, Don Amar, Hoish, that's by my name, Hashem, Kavayachal, stuck his finger between the Malachim and Seraphim and burnt them. That's Eish, Echelz Eish. Zog to Gemara Vaitav, Oshon HaMaracha, it says, Afil Karucha Shavayelim, as he's in Reza Mekoyman. No matter how wind, no matter what type of hurricane came, the smoke did not move. Afraid to Gemara, is that true? Bar Ritzav Avdimi, but Matzah Yontav Achon Shechag, Matzah, the last day of Sukkot, we know we daven for Mayim on Sukkot, and the Yom HaDin of Sukkot, of Mayim, of Parnassah is on Sukkot, that's why we daven Geshem. So Matzah Yontav Achon Shechag, I called Tzoyfim L'Osh HaMaracha. Everyone looks at the Osh HaMaracha, see which direction it's going, that to be a simon for the whole year. Noita Klapit Sofen, if it's going towards the north, that means there's a south wind blowing. Aniyim Smeichim, Ababatim and Seifim. Aniyim are happy, Ababatim are upset. Why? There's a lot of rain that year, too much rain, and the pears get spoiled. Therefore, the prices go down because they have to get rid of all the pears right away before it gets spoiled. So the aniyim are happy, but the avatim are upset. They're not going to make too much money on the crops. Not the klavi darim. If it's blowing towards the south, aniyim might say, "By the avatim smeichim, by the avatim are happy." Because the gishbeik shonam autumn is not enough rain. The pears mishdamrim. The pears don't get damp and spoiled, and therefore prices go up. And they can save for a while, and the prices go up, and they make money. Not the klapi mizrach, if there's a western wind and it's blowing towards the east. No, it's not the guy. I said right. The western wind and it's blowing towards the mizrach, then I call smechim. Everyone is happy. Everyone's happy. That means a perfect balance of not too much rain and nothing gets spoiled. It's a perfect balance. Then everyone's happy. Klapi mayriv, that's the worst. I call it saving. The ozel, no, the God said, so what's the kasha? So he look at the ozel and see what's going, it's going. It doesn't move anywhere. And for the Gemara, the ozel of ozel kedikla, it sways in the wind. But if dula mivda, it doesn't spread out. It still stays like one stick. It looks like you look at a decal tree that sways a little bit this way, that way, but still stays straight. Same thing with the smoke. It stayed in one, didn't blow around, stayed in one pillar. It just went back and forth, and that was the next. So not Gemara, last Gemara of the parak, we'll talk about just the winds. Omamar, it says klapi mizrach, I call smechim, which means if it's a western wind, everyone's happy. Klapi mayriv, if it's an eastern wind, I call it safe, and everyone's upset. But Raminu asks you a steer from a different brisa. It says, mizrach is om yafa, eastern wind is good, and my rabba is om kasha, western wind is no good. It's the opposite of what we just learned. And it says, vayit in the brisa, ruach tzafayin is yafa lechitim, a northern wind is good for chitim. Here's not the kasha. Kasha is the first mizrach and mayriv. But ruach tzafayin is yafa lechitim, v'shashav yishlish, after it grows a third, the northern wind is good for the chitim. The kashal zeis is not good for the olives. The olives, they make oil out of it. Bezman shehen chointin, bezman shehen chointin, when it already blossomed. And ruach d'raimis is kashal l'chitim shashav yishlish. The ruach d'raimis is no good for the chitim, and it's good for the zeisim. Yafal zeisim, bezman shehen chointin. It's good for the zeisim when they blossomed already. If you want to remember this, so everyone leaves the shir now, they're going to forget which one is good for the chitim or not. So remember, semanech shulchan v'tzafon. The shulchan is in the north. And Menorah is in the south, and as you remember, so a northern wind is good for the chitim, which is lechem upon and put on a shulchan, and Menorah, which is zeisim, is good, the southern wind. So what's the high maraday? This one is it helps out, you know, the shulchan, the tzafon, is for its own, what it has, the chitim, and high maraday is the Menorah, which has the zeisim. What's the kasha? It says, on one hand, the eastern wind is good, and the western is no good, and the other place says the western wind is good, and the eastern wind is no good. What's the tar? It's like kash alon valahu. One's in Bavel, one's in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi explains, Mizrachis is Yafal Eretz Bavel. Why? Because that's a very wet area, Bavel. Rains a lot there. And therefore, and there's a lot of rivers there, it's very wet. And therefore, it's good to be dry. Eretz Yisrael, if I care, it's a very dry place, it's good to have wet. And that is why it's better to have the eastern wind is better for Bavel, and the western wind is better for Eretz Yisrael. Hadron aloch shivas yomim blineda for those that finished it.